That singing tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Thank God there's a lamb, amen. I don't know if you'll remember, several years ago, you can take your Bible and turn to the book of Proverbs. Several years ago, Brother Roger Henson preached here in our camp meeting on too much lamb. Too much lamb. Said there's too much lamb for you to die and go to hell, amen. Too much lamb. I thought that was pretty good stuff, amen. Proverbs chapter number 31. I didn't tell you what chapter it is. Proverbs chapter number 31. I don't know that if I have ever preached from this chapter or not. If I have, it's been a long, long time. But the Bible talks about in Proverbs 31, we know that chapter as the virtuous woman chapter. The Bible, the chapter in the Bible that talks about the woman and how she ought to act. Do you know there is a way a lady ought to act? Amen. Let me say it again. There's a way that a lady ought to act. There's a way she ought to hold herself. Amen. There's a way she ought to dress. Amen. A lot of emphasis is put on what to wear. And I believe with all my heart that the Bible teaches modesty. That's the thing. Amen. Modesty. I'd rather see a woman in pants than some dresses that I've seen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm serious heart attack. God said, let your light shine. He didn't mean your tail lights. Amen. I heard an old preacher say that years ago. I thought I'd throw that out there. Amen. Amen. But seriously, I want to encourage our ladies tonight. The Bible said that the older women are to teach the younger women. God has put some of you here as examples for some of our younger ladies to follow. Amen. So I want to look at Proverbs chapter number 31. Keep your Bible open. We're going to read down through these verses and just pick out some things, and I'll share a little thought with you. The Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? I'm not going to change the words in the Bible, but let me just say, who can find a godly woman? Who can find a godly woman? I want to just say thank the Lord that we have quite a few around here. Thank God for some. We got some tremendous, tremendous ladies. And I thank the Lord for you. Amen. I want to look at several things about this virtuous woman tonight. First of all, I want you to notice her worth. Her worth. Her worth. He said, who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies. In other words, what he's trying to say is a virtuous woman is a priceless asset to any family.
Amen.
A virtuous woman is a priceless asset to any church.
Amen.
I want to name some names, but I don't want to leave a bunch of people out. But I thank God for some of the godly women in our church. Thank God for Miss Shelley and the way she handles herself. Thank God for Miss Jennifer, a young mother. And thank God for some of our older mothers who are godly praying women. Your price is far above rubies. Amen. I thank God. Somebody said, does women have a place in the church? Of course they do. Amen. We're not living in the ancient days where the men sit on one side and the women sit on the other. And if a woman wants to know something, she has to have her husband do it. No, we believe women can testify in church. Amen. We just don't put them in the pulpit. Are y'all all right? Amen. Amen. Thank God for our ladies. A godly woman, her price is far above rubies. Sometimes you might think, what's the use? I'm tired of trying. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to give up. Hey, I'm telling you, you are of much, much value in your home and in this place. Miss Daphne, thank you. Thank you that those ladies come here on Friday night and they have somebody that they can look up to and say, that's where I want to get and that's what I want to make. And I know she's shaking her head. No, that's why I'm saying it about it. Amen. We have some good, good ladies in this church, and I want to encourage our young ladies to learn from them. I want to encourage our young ladies to learn from them. Some of you young women, you ought to grab Miss Shelley by the hand sometime and say, hey, would you pray with me? Amen. You know what I do anytime I get around a preacher, a man of God that I admire? I ask them to pray for me. I've had some of the greatest preachers in America lay their hand on my back and pray for me. Amen. Hey, I want those men of God to pray for me. I want some of what they have to rub off on me. I remember I used to get to preach around the country a good bit with Brother Earl Hughes. Man, I always said I was cutting up, but a minute, always said when I grow up, I want to be just like Brother Earl. Brother Earl's shouting her out in glory this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He's in heaven, but I believe I spent enough time around him. A little bit did rub off. Amen. I can't sing, so that part didn't rub off. Amen. You young ladies, you ought to have a desire. You ought to pick out a lady in the church and say, hey, well, I'd sure like to be more like her. Yeah. Amen. You know what? It works in every other area of life. Yes, sir. Every other area of life. You go to the mall, them kids are trying to dress like some thug on a basketball court. Yes, they're trying to dress like some rapper. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Man, if the world can give them examples, why can't we give them examples? Amen. We need some ladies that'll just be an example, and we need some other ladies that'll step up and be the example you ought to be. I'm not fussing at you tonight. I want to encourage you. Amen. I don't care who you are. If you're a mother, you have a desire to be a better one. Brother William's wife fixed to be a brand new one just any day. Is that right? July. Bless your heart. She's got a, wow. July. Going to be a brand new mom. Again, I know she has a desire in her heart to be a good mom. Every mom does. Thank God he's given us his word. Amen. And we can plant that word in our heart that we might not sin against him. Hey, I just want to say that a good woman is hard to find. Why? Because she's priceless. Her price is far above rubies. Amen. Amen. Thank God for some godly women in our church. Thank God for some of you ladies who are being a good example to our teenagers. Our bunch went to North Carolina last weekend, and I was going to make sure and leave my family out of the name calling, but I appreciate Miss Cora. I appreciate Miss Cora, the way she dresses and the way she holds herself and the way she interacts with those children. Man, that's a blessing, man. Amen. Hey, you remember when you was a little boy? Come on, men, talk to me. You remember the guy on the football team or the guy that could hit the home runs you always wanted to mimic, you always wanted to be like? Hey, wouldn't it be good if some of our young girls got to looking at some of these godly young women and said, I want to be like her. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better mom. Hey, her worth is priceless. Yeah. It's far above rubies. Amen. Sometimes the devil will discourage you. Sometimes he'll crawl up on your bed, on your pillow at night and tell you that you're fighting a losing battle. You're not fighting a losing battle. It's a good fight, amen, and it's working. I'm watching some of these young ladies come up around here who are turning into young ladies. Amen. America don't make much mention about ladies anymore. Thank God for ladies who will act like a lady. Amen. Had a woman get mad one day because I was going to hold the door for her. Some woman's rights activist or something. I was being polite. I started slamming on her head. Bam. Amen. I don't need no man to hold a door for me. Man, that ain't ladylike. Amen. Ladies ought to act like ladies. Amen. I remember a day in high school. I don't remember it, but I've seen it on TV like Andy Griffin and stuff. They had etiquette classes for girls. Anybody remember that? Nobody? Sister Gail does. Amen. Stacy remembers them. You took him classes, Brother Stacy? Etiquette classes for girls. They taught them how to curtsy. People don't even know what that is. They did. They taught them how to sit. They taught them good posture. Amen. Man, nothing wrong with teaching our young girls to be young ladies. To be young ladies. My little granddaughter is, in the nursery, and she's very impressionable, and she is 100% girl. Nobody had to teach her to love clothes. It came natural, man. I'm talking about 2 years old, picked out what she's going to wear every day. Will not leave house without her puss. She got to have her puss. She carries a pocketbook with her everywhere. Little girl. You know what she's doing? She's got a mama that she can watch. She's got a mama that she can mimic. And I don't have to worry about, oh, Lord, what if Caroline starts dressing like Ashley? Yeah. Amen. Amen. We ought to set the example for our young ladies. We got some fine young girls growing up in our church. Hey, and we need some virtuous women who will lead the way. Amen. When you stand up in that choir on Sunday morning, you'll look like a lady. Amen. Y'all ain't taking offense to this, are you? Amen. It's something bad wrong when you get out in society and you can't tell the difference in a woman and a man. Amen. You ever seen that commercial? Guys walking down the street, got real long hair, and I won't even say that. Anyway, he gets whistled at by a guy, and he turns around, and he's got a big old beard. Amen. Man, I don't want nobody whistling at me because they think I'm a girl. Amen. I think a man ought to look like a man. I think a woman ought to look like a woman. Amen. We all right? Her worth, it's priceless. It's priceless. We've got some standout ladies in our church. And you get bragged on more and more and more than you know. Ain't no telling at the times I've met people outside our church and say, aren't you Vanessa English's pastor? I say, yep, I have that honor. I have that honor. I have that curse to be her husband's pastor, but I have the honor to be her pastor. Amen. And they'll just go on and on and on and on talking about what a fine lady she is. And I'm thinking, you don't know her. Amen. No, I'm kidding. We got some ladies that just stand out and people do notice. Amen. When you act like a lady and carry yourself like a lady and behave yourself like a lady. Amen. Ladies' worth, man, is priceless. Ladies don't gossip. Amen. Ladies don't say anything about anybody. Amen. Did you know in 21 years, I have not heard Janice Dyer say a cross word about anybody but Brother Charles? Amen. I've never heard her say anything, and we're pretty close. Man, thank God. I admire her. You know, I always joke about when I came to the church and being scared to death of him and him cross-referencing every verse I read. And I mean, boy, he's checking me out. But I tell you what made me more nervous than him was having to preach to J.M. Brooks' daughter week in and week out. I admire you, sis, and I appreciate you. Thank God for the example some of these ladies are to our young lady. I'm glad our young ladies don't have to look far to find an example. Amen. They're all around you. They're all around you. And I'm watching the change in some of you's life. Man, and it tickles a fire out of me. Amen. Some of you have come so far in such a short time. Amen. Sister Maureen, would you have ever thought a year ago, 2 years ago, you'd be speaking at a mother-daughter banquet? Amen. Woo! I heard you done some good preaching too, sis. Amen. If I'd have been there, I'd have amened you. Hallelujah. What a blessing, man. I've been able to watch God do a work in her life. Hey, when she came here, she didn't have it all together. Still trying to put it all together. But boy, I'm telling you, she had somebody to look up to. She had some godly examples that she could follow. Amen. Amen. Paul said, just do what I do. If you ain't got it all figured out, just do what I do. Now, boy, that's a bold statement. I don't know if I want to say, if you ain't everything you're supposed to be, just follow me around. Amen. That sounds pretty cocky, don't it? Just follow me around. Say what I say. Amen. Do what I do. Wow. But I'll be honest with you. We've got some ladies in our church that I wouldn't mind telling a teenager, just follow her around. Amen. Say what she says. Do what she does. Amen. You'll be all right. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank God for some virtuous ladies. Her worth. I want you to look at verse number 13. Not only her worth, but I want you to notice her work. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Are you listening this morning what she does? She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Listen, she is a worker. She is a worker. Do you know who some of the hardest workers in our church is? It's not the guys. Amen. Y'all all right? Yeah. It's the ladies. Amen. Thank God for some of these ladies. Thank God for Miss Linda up here. I mean, I just took it on herself, pushing the vacuum cleaner, making sure her church is clean on Sunday morning. Thank God old Dennis Fowler's around. He ain't much help. She does all the work. Amen? Say amen, Brother Dennis. Amen. Thank God for these ladies like that. Well, they ain't afraid to get their hands dirty. They ain't afraid to jump in and go to work. Hey, when we have something out here in the gym, it's the ladies that are the last ones to walk out the door. It's the ladies that are washing the dishes. Hey, thank God for women who are not afraid to work. Amen. Did you know what running a house is? It's work. I've told men in my office, marriage counseling, time and time and time again, well, I work all the time. Well, so does she, Jack. Yeah. Amen. Have you ever played Mr. Mom? You ever had your wife leave and leave you with the kids? And that clock seemed to just stop to a crawl. And you look at them kids going, where is your mother? Amen. Amen. They leave grandkids with me. Boy, you know, I'd smell their diaper and go, whoo, Angel be here in a little bit. No, I don't. I change. Amen. It says on that box, up to 9 pounds. It won't hold near that. Amen. Her work. Thank God for ladies who are not afraid to keep their home. Now listen, I'm going to be careful right here. I don't want to offend anybody. But I've been in some of the homes of this church. I've been in some homes that were, I'll be honest with you, disgusting. Yeah. Amen. This shouldn't be that way, ladies. Yeah. Your house ought to be clean. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It doesn't hurt your husband to help a little bit every now and then. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let me say it again. Doesn't hurt your husband to help a little bit. Amen. 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 I know how to use the dishwasher. And it broke. Now I know how to do them like this with my hand. I know how to load a washer. I know how to load a dryer. I know which clothes not to put in there together. Amen. There's nothing wrong with a man knowing how to work around the house. But ladies, I know pride's a sin, but there's a certain honor of being a mother and a wife and having a home. Amen. God give us something, we'll take care of it. Amen. It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. I remember when our kids were little, it seemed like if we ever got out of the diaper bag days, man, them's the roughest days in a man's life. Amen. The diaper bag days take you longer to get in the car than it does to get where you're going. Amen. I can't imagine Brother Freddie and Miss Shelley having six. Good night. Have to call Roe. Amen. Sarah, Hannah, Timothy. Okay, I had to get, see if they're all there. Amen. Have you ever left one? You've thought about it, though. Brother Freddie said, oh, yes, we have. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, who are y'all pointing at? They left y'all? They did? Y'all found them, didn't you? Amen. Amen. Hey, a woman's work is hard. A lady's work is hard. Amen. I hate washing clothes. Amen. I hate washing clothes. I hate sweeping and mopping the floor. Thank God for a lady who will keep her house and take care of her house. That's what this Bible says. This woman wasn't afraid of a little work. Her worth, it was priceless. She was far above rubies. Her work, she took care of her household. Amen. Thank God, we ain't got a bad mama, I don't think, in this place. Amen. I don't think we do. I appreciate the way you take care of your children. Amen. Appreciate the way you dress your children, make sure they look nice and they're clean. Amen. I appreciate some of your homes. I've been in them and had a meal. Oh, boy, to go to Tommy and Sheila's and eat. Whew. Son, that's like going somewhere big time right there. Amen. You don't know what to do. You don't know where you're supposed to leave a tip when you're done. Or Brother Tommy has to roll you out of the car in a wheelbarrow. He's, amen. I mean, boy, Sister Sheila put it on, brother. Amen. And I appreciate going in people's homes, and it shows when they care for their home. Amen. It shows when they care for their home. Listen, we got a responsibility to teach our younger ladies. Amen. I get tickled sometimes. Ashley don't quite as much, but she did when she first got married. It seemed like every day she'd call her mama, "Mama, how do you make this? How do you make that?" And then Katie, she got married. Today is her one-year anniversary. They're on a cruise. She'd call, "Mama, how do you make this? And what goes in that?" And I'm like, boy, what a blessing. I'm glad they got a mama they can call. Amen. Teach them how to make a biscuit. Amen. And it don't involve WAP neither. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about? WAP. WAP the can on the counter. That ain't biscuits. Amen. Amen. It involves lard and flour. Somebody shout amen right there. Amen. I'm glad they know how to fry a pork chop. Amen. 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 Them girls learn something. Katie said before she got married, we was up here at her wedding rehearsal. She said, "Daddy, you got any advice before the wedding?" I said, "Baby, just do like your mama. You'll be all right." And I meant that with all my heart. Just you've watched your mother all these years. I can't tell you how to be a good wife, but she's shown you. Amen. Thank God for her worth. Thank God for her work. Men, I know today's Mother's Day, and your wife is not your mother. I had a fellow tell me that. I said, "What'd you get your wife for Mother's Day?" "I didn't get her nothing. She ain't my mother." She's the greatest mother in your life. She's the mother of your children. And we'll just take some time today to look at our wives and say thank you for your work. Appreciate what you do. I called home the other night after church. I was in Connecticut. I was dead dog tired. All I could think about was getting back to my room, and I stayed at the preacher's house. I couldn't wait to get back. He got a little apartment in his basement. All I was thinking about was laying my head on the pillow, and I called Angie. I said, "What you doing, baby?" She said, "Painting the porch." I said, "It's 11 o'clock. She said, "Yeah, I just wanted to get it done." Man, you wouldn't believe all the stuff she done. Brother Freddie, you might want to hire her. She's pretty good hand, amen. Amen. The steps on the porch, you know how the sun will curl them? You know what I'm talking about? She done backed all the nails out, flipped the boards over, screwed them down, painted them too. So hallelujah. Where am I going next week? Amen. You get that gutter on the front fixed. Boy. Amen. Amen. We ought to tell our wives we appreciate what they do. Amen. Her work. I want you to notice verse number 25. Verse number 25, almost done. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is in the law of kindness. We notice this virtuous woman's work far above her worth, far above rubies. Her work, she cared for her household. I want you to notice her words. Her words. Notice her words. Hey, ladies. We ought to pray, "God, set a guard over my mouth." Amen. How many of you know when you're talking too much? Come on, that's not just women, men too. We know. We know when we've said too much. Amen. The Bible says study to be quiet. I mean, that means it's something you've got to work on. I do. I have to work on my mouth worse than anything else in my life. Amen. Somebody says, "Well, if it goes through my mind, it comes out my mouth." You're lying. I just speak my mind. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't cuss in front of your mama, do you? Are you listening? I used to say that all the time. Cussing's part of my vocabulary. I can't help it. Yes, I could. I didn't cuss in front of my mama. I still got teeth. Amen. I did that one time, Brother Freddie. Was in the kitchen. I stand there talking to mama, and I leaned back like that on the stove, and it was on. And I put my hand on the stove, and I let one rip. And, buddy, I'm dancing in the kitchen holding my hand, cussing a blue streak, and mama's slapping my face. Pow, 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 pow. I said, "My hand's on fire. So is your face." I mean, but, amen. You can control what comes out of your mouth. Amen. Her words were the words of wisdom. We ought to impart wisdom to our children and wisdom to our young ladies. Amen. 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 Look at it again, verse number 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. For years and years, I've quoted my little grandmother. I cannot wait till we get to heaven and you get to meet her. I truly cannot wait till you get to meet my Granny Fuller. Godliest lady I ever knew. Rarely had much to say. But boy, when she did, it was like at E.F. Hutton. When Granny had something to say, it was worth listening to. I told you this morning, I was preaching this morning. Brother Thomas, I preached on something that ain't even in the Bible this morning. Amen. It worked out pretty good. I'm going to try it again. Amen. We'll see what else I can find that ain't in there. Amen. I told you this morning, my grandmother, how she taught me about gambling. Didn't I tell that this morning? She threw them old cards in the fireplace and that ink turned to flame colors. And I thought she told me it was demons going up the chimney. You know what that was? That was wisdom. That was wisdom. Thank God for some ladies that God put in my life that taught me some wisdom. My Granny Faye, you didn't say huh in her house. Huh ain't a word. What? No. She'd tell me, don't you whop me, boy, I ain't a light bulb. She said, you want a bowl of cereal? Yes. Excuse me? Amen. Ma'am. Amen. 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 Granny, can I have an orange? I didn't get it till I said please. Amen. You know what that was? It was manners. Amen. And I still have manners today. Amen. Amen. I've been preaching up north so much, I'm afraid them rude Yankees is going to rub off on me. I was in Maryland one time preaching. Sister Shelley is turning red in the face. Amen. I'm getting on her bad side. I'll be in Michigan next week. See, yes, amen. I don't know where we're at, but I'm in Michigan. Somewhere northern Michigan. 2 foot of snow going to a camp meeting. Whew. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was in Maryland. Our waiter, we were at TGI Fridays, and our waiter was, he is funny as a football bat. Amen. I mean, he was limp wrist the whole 9 yards. He was sweet. He came to the table and he said, would you like some more tea? I said, yes, sir. I sure would appreciate it. He walked away and Brother Smokey, the preacher I'm preaching for, he said, why are you so nice? I said, what? He said, you always are. I've always wondered that. Why come you so nice? He said, you nice to everybody. That guy's a homosexual. I said, he's bringing my food. And by the way, he's bringing yours too, jerk. Amen. Amen, it pays to be nice. Amen. Man, we ought to get some manners about us. Amen. Hey, don't get mad at me when I fuss at your kids every now and then. Okay, please, don't. I don't care whose they are. I mean, they're here, they're all mine. I tell them, set your rear end down and quit running before you knock some old lady over. Is that all right to tell them? Amen. Amen. There's a few of them around here. I'll snatch up if they need snatching up. Amen. 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 One guy told me one night, I got on to, I believe it was Hannah. And there's a guy, you know who he is, got on me. He said, you have no right to tell Brother Freddie's child what to do. I said, Brother Freddie ain't standing here. She's interrupted me 4 times. I tell her, shut up. Amen. You know what she did? She shut up. She's eyeballing me right now, too. You remember it, don't you? Amen. Now your face is red as your mama's. Y'all look just alike. Amen. Amen. Thank God for mama's words. Thank God for mama's words. Amen. My mother was my greatest advisor growing up. Do you know what? I got one of those mamas, you could tell anything. I never got away with anything. It wasn't because I got caught. It's because I went home and told her. Everything I done, I went home and told mama, how's your day? I messed up. What'd you do, son? Well, I did this or I did that. I'd tell her just about everything I did. You know why? I knew I could. I knew I could. There's a few things I had to go to her about I didn't really want to. Not because I was afraid of what she was going to do. I was afraid of breaking her heart.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Mama's wisdom. Thank God for Mama's words. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we ought to ask God, ladies, set a watch over my mouth. God, help me to keep my tongue when I need to keep my tongue. When I do speak, help it to be right.
Amen.
Amen. Help me to do right. I hate screaming. I don't hate them. I'm annoyed. There you go. I'm annoyed by screaming women. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, they just always. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Just yell all the time. Guess what your kids are going to do? There was a lady in our church yelled at her kids all the time. She never did whoop them. Just yell at them. You know how much attention they paid her? None. They had heard her so much, it's about like that train coming by out there. We don't even notice that thing anymore. We've been around here long enough. And now that girl is grown and married and got kids. You know what she does? Yells at her kids all the time. You ought to pray, God, help me not to be that way. Amen. Help me not to be that way. Now, my mama, if she said it, you could count on it. If she ever told you you're getting a whipping when you get home, anybody's mama, y'all's mama ever tell you that? You're getting a whipping when you get home, I'd fake sleeping in the car. Make her carry me in. I think, boy, I go to sleep, she won't whoop me. Never worked, not one single time. She'd come home from church, get on the phone, be on the phone for an hour, and I'm thinking, she forgot. She'd be on the phone, she'd say, hold on, mother. Son, go to your room, drop them Wranglers, I'll be there in a minute. Okay, I'm back. I'd go to my room, stand there in my underwear for 30 minutes, wait on mama to come whoop me, amen. If mama said it, you could count on it.
Yeah.
Amen. Words of wisdom. Thank God. Hey, young ladies, listen to me. Don't go to Oprah for your advice.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me. Let me say it again. Don't go to Oprah for advice.
Amen.
You need help with your marriage. Corner up one of these ladies that's been that way a while.
Yeah.
Miss Gail, how long y'all been married? 37 years. Talk to Miss Gay. Miss Janice, how long you been married to Brother Charles? 36 years. There you go. Right there. Miss Kay, how long you been married to Philip? Glory to God. 52 years. And he's a nut. 52 years. Hey, you want some marital advice? See somebody that's done it 52 years. Don't get your marital advice from somebody who's been married 15 times. They might can tell you what not to do. Amen. You know, that's how I decided to be a dad. I took everything I knew about my dad and decided I'm going to do right the opposite. And it worked out pretty good. Amen. Thank God. Hey. Brother, we got some examples to look to. Young people are throwing in the towel, giving up on their marriage. Run into a young man yesterday, used to be in our church. I worked on him, granny face scooter chair, went on the Fritz. I had to leave at 8 o'clock yesterday morning, go to Rock Mart, get her a scooter chair. I stopped at New George store, going to get me a biscuit. Lo and behold, I didn't know it was a divine appointment. I had a boy standing there in that store in tears. Marriage gone. Joy gone. Would to God he'd have got with some of these older couples. Would to God she'd have got with some of these older couples and said, hey, can you help me? I need some advice. I need some of those words of wisdom. How did you get through this? How did you get through that? Amen. Amen. Brother, it doesn't bother me one bit to say, Brother Charles, I married one of them Dodd women. I need some help. He knows my pain. He's afraid to even nod his head. Look at him. He won't. He's wanting to turn around and see if you're looking. He can't. I seen him flinch, Janice. Did you see that? Oh, yeah. We've had this discussion. Amen. Brother Charles said, "You on your own, Jack. I ain't said." Amen. It doesn't bother me to go to somebody older than me who I have great respect for and say, "I need your help. I need you to help me through this. I need some wisdom." Amen. Too many people getting their advice and their wisdom off of Facebook. Have I told y'all lately I hate Facebook? I wish it would fry. I do. Nine out of 10 problems that I have to deal with in this church is a result of Facebook. Amen. Don't get advice off Facebook from somebody you ain't never seen. Amen. You want marital advice? Get it from somebody who's done it. You want advice on raising a teenager? Get it from somebody who's done it. Amen. Don't go to somebody that's got a house full of, I'm trying to think of a nice word, maniacs. Find somebody that's raised some good kids and say, "Can you help us?" Man, I'm telling you, teenage years are the worst, man. Especially with these drama queens. Say amen, Brother Todd. Amen. Oh, yeah, well, actually, it was drama. Hey, man, I had to have some help. I called Brother Fisher. I said, "Ain't you got about 15 girls?" He said, "No, I got about 6, sure enough." I said, "I need some help. What do you do?" He said, "Leave home. Come back when they're 20. That's what he told me. I said, "I've been preaching around the country ever since. Amen. Kids are grown. I think I'll stick around home a little bit more. Amen. Seriously, don't be afraid to get somebody that, do y'all know somebody that you feel is more godly than you? That's who you're to get next to. That's who you're trying to spend some time with. Amen. Some of these ladies in this church, it'd be an honor. It'd be an honor if you spend a little time with them. I'd love for some of our young ladies just to go hang out with Edwina for a day. Go hang out with Sister Linda for a day. Hang out with Miss Sheila, Miss Shelley, Miss Cindy for a day. I'll hang out with them if I can drive that car. Amen. I told them before church, I said, "That's Mr. Camaro. That's no longer Ray Price. When you own not one, not two, but three," it's getting a little bit ridiculous. "I got a lottery ticket on that one, though, buddy. I didn't buy it. Somebody bought it for me. I'm going to win that car." Amen. That's mine. It's in my Bible right there. Amen. We pray over that thing every day. "Oh, Lord, let this be my number." Thank God for a virtuous woman. Thank God for her worth. Thank God for her works. Thank God for her words. Thank God for her words. Hey, kids, listen to me a minute. Listen to me seriously. Mama ain't as stupid as you think she is. You remember? Come on, men. You remember when you thought your mama was an idiot? Come on. Absolutely lost her mind. Come to find out, she knew a little bit about what she's talking about, didn't she? Amen. Boy, thank God for a mother who'll instruct you right. Amen. Let me close with this one, verse number 27. "She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate." We noticed this virtuous woman, we noticed her worth. It's far above rubies. We noticed her work, how she cared for her household, her words and her wisdom that she gave to her family. But lastly, I want you to notice her witnesses. This is not what she said about herself. This is what her family said about her. Amen. This is what her family, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband praises her. Now, you want to really get to know somebody, go to work with them or marry them. Amen. Hey, you do both, yeah. Listen here. You can come to church and you can put on a fake smile. You can tuck a Bible up under your arm. But them people you live with, they know you. Yeah. The people who knew her the best called her blessed. And her husband praised her also. I think a lot of homes are hurting because there's a lack of praise and there's a lack of honor. Our ladies, God has given us some virtuous ladies, and they go unappreciated. I have to pray and ask God, God help me, because these ladies that never have a problem, never cause any trouble, work themselves to death, if I'm not careful, I'll let that go unnoticed. Because you know what they say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Amen. So I have to pray and ask God to help me and go out of my way to let these ladies know I appreciate them. And by the way, I do. I do. You are a treasure. You are a treasure in this church, and we thank God for you. Young ladies, you got some big shoes to fill. You got some good examples around this place to follow. Kids, you got some good mothers. You got some good mothers. I am so excited about the future of this church. 24 babies. It brought her mom, visitor, and made her work in the nursery. She volunteered. 24 babies in the nursery this morning. Wow. Son, we got a generation coming up. And this world is offering them nothing. The public school is offering them nothing. Amen. If they're going to get it, it's going to be at home and at church. If they're going to get any morals, if they're going to get any values, listen, I'll preach to you Father's Day. But listen to me carefully. A child, I don't know what the percentage is, but I guarantee you, he learns way more from mama than he does from daddy.
Amen.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it. He gets the fundamentals for his life from his mother. They say the fundamentals for life is built in the first 2 years. I don't know if that's true or not. I still ain't got all mine. But seriously, if our kids, hey, that school system's not going to show them how to dress. It's not going to show them girls how to act. It's teaching them to kiss a girl and like it. Y'all okay? Public school, brother, is a bad place.
Amen.
Amen. This government's not going to teach our children.
Nope.
You can forget that. If they're going to learn godliness, if they're going to learn virtue, they're going to learn it from us.
Right.
Amen. So, ladies, let's pray and ask God to make you better ladies. God, make me a better lady. Help me to be a better example to my children, our teenagers. They are watching. They are watching. I've watched Brother Joe and his family. I've watched their daughter. That's one of the cleanest, godliest young ladies I've ever known. And you know what? You're talking to her. Hey, she can shoot too. I'm talking about she competition shoots. Y'all don't mess with her, shoot your eye out. Amen. You know what she acts like? Just like her mother. Just like her mother. Don't tell me it doesn't work. Don't tell me it doesn't. Well, this day and time. No, all you got to do is be a Christian in this day and time. Amen. And it still works. Our little girls are watching. Hey, and it's working. They're watching and it's working. Praise the Lord. Let's stand our feet tonight. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. I love you. Give our moms a hand. Amen. Be all right. Hallelujah. Your daddy said he's going to sign y'all up for that girls' etiquette class. Amen. Thanks for being in church today. Boy, it's been a good day. Thank God. It has really been a good day. Hey, listen, I told the men in the prayer room that I just mentioned it to you guys. There was a lady came to church on Monday night up in Connecticut. No, she came Sunday. I keep forgetting I was there Sunday. She came Sunday, 80 years old, devout Roman Catholic, and has been asking questions ever since. She's coming back to church this morning and wanted to talk to the pastor. I haven't heard if she got saved or not. They call her Aunt Mary. So if you would, pray for Aunt Mary. Pray she'd get saved. She is about that close when I left. Amen. So what I'm worried about is she's going to go back and talk to that priest which she's related to, and he's going to say, oh no. You know what I'm saying? So pray they can reach her. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. We'll be dismissed tonight. And let's see. Miss Vanessa. Yes. Okay.